And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I tell no lies, and do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters, nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake, fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys Show. That's it.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. What a cool dude, that Steve Overholt from Mission Barbecue. They've got it going on there. You know, they're a chain, but they're not. What I mean by that is they're privately owned, and they're just growing their restaurants up to 100 of them. And if there's one in your area, you ought to check it out, because they've just got a great little mantra going there, and the food's excellent.
Yeah, I think you'd want to get there at 11:45.
Yeah, right, just so you could watch the Pledge of Allegiance and be part of it.
Yes,
nothing else, right?
So in this cold weather, it's always fun to just start playing around with some different things. And I, like you, subscribe to lots of other barbecue guys online, and one of them is Heath Riles, and he is just an entertaining chap. But he sent out an email with his garlic butter bacon cheeseburger, and I wanted to go through that a little bit because I watched the video and I was inspired. I definitely want to get the grill up right away.
Well, what could be wrong? Garlic, butter, bacon, cheese, and a burger.
Yeah. So what he recommends is baking your bacon, which I've come to enjoy because it doesn't splatter so much.
Right.
And he's actually telling you to put a hot rub on that bacon, so you're going to get some tang.
While it's raw?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And, of course, he's selling all his own rubs, so
sure
all of his recipes.
Yeah. I just happen to have one right here
like
for
mine
you.
Used to do, when you're peddling stuff. But basically, making up some garlic butter and then baking that bacon with a hot spice on it. And I would probably even use a little garlic butter on the buns and throw them on a skillet quick or the grill to toast them up, because buns, I don't know, I think are always better when they're a little toasted.
Oh, sure. So am I.
So then what he's doing is putting his special blend of spices on the meat, of course. He recommends Angus, which, whatever, you know, use whatever you want. But putting a nice blend of garlic and salt and pepper on your burger, grilling it. And when you turn over it the first time, you put a pat of that garlic butter on it and let that melt in, and then you turn it over again and put a pat of garlic butter on it. Then you put a slice of sharp cheddar on it, and you close the lid. Shut your grill off and close the lid, and just let that melt in a little bit. While you're grilling those buns up, you can, of course, put a little more garlic on them if you really like garlic. But then just using plain old mayo and putting mayo on the buns, and then it's calling for... the picture of the one he did had butter, lettuce, and tomatoes, and onion, and then, of course, the bacon.
And the cheese.
And a lot of these guys, when they do the bacon on a burger, they like to crisscross them and make an X out of it.
Sure, yeah.
Which looks kind of cool.
Did he put that on after the cheese or before?
After.
Okay, so it's not melted under the cheese.
Nope.
Then. No.
No, but you could. That's a great idea, actually.
Right. Keep it from sliding around a little bit, maybe.
It wouldn't hurt, because he couldn't even eat his.
Yeah.
He had so much going on.
Right. Well, that's, you know, nothing better than a big old sloppy burger. If you're wearing part of it when you're done, you know it was a good one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that sounded like something really good to play with this time of year. And you know, if you really wanted to cheat, you could do the whole thing on a skillet on your stovetop, because depending on what the weather's like that day and how much shelter you have around your grill, it'd be an easy way to get away with it.
Right. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with a nice cast iron burger.
Not at all. Not at all. So that hoagie sandwich I made, we got another variation of that as well, is, you know, you're going to want to do this shaved prime Do you, when you do shaved prime, is it already cooked and are you reheating it, or is it shaved raw and cooked?
Yes. Good question, but you're going to, again, with a nice big hoagie bun or whatever you like to do your Philly steaks on, because it's really a version of a Philly cheesesteak, but shaving off some prime rib, and I'm going to use the center because I don't like well-done prime rib.
Right.
And going to put that on the hoagie bun. I'm going to toast that hoagie bun under the broiler quickly. And then I'm going to throw the prime rib on, and I'm going to saute up some onions and peppers, and then put some aged provolone, if you can get your hands on it. It's the best thing to put on. Now, at Chase Creek Smokehouse, they actually put mushrooms on top of the cheese. Mm. So when it comes out, the hoagie's open. And I challenge...
Like a sautéed mushroom?
Well, no, I mean, fresh mushroom. But you could do a marinated one or something. But he puts that whole thing under the broiler then, and the broiler takes care of the mushroom real quick.
Okay.
Because it's on top, and it melts the cheese. And that's the way they do it at Chase Creek. And I'm telling you, it is... I'm so hungry right now just thinking about it.
Yeah.
I can't order anything else when I go there. I can't. I'm stuck on it.
A couple weekends ago, we were up there, and we didn't stop in. It was odd hours, like 4 in the afternoon. We weren't ready for dinner and had already had lunch kind of thing. And but their fire pit that they have outside is probably 8 foot across. And there were 30 people standing around that.
Snowmobilers.
Outside, snowmobilers, yep. Quad riders, side-by-sides, you know, and then regular car people like us. But it was cool. I mean, it's really fun to be outside up there. And if you don't know where that is, you take 131 North out of Grand Rapids and you get up to US 10, which is the Reed City exit, and go west about 4 or 5 miles and you'll find Chase. And in Chase, you'll find the Chase Creek Smokehouse.
Yeah, it's so popular and so big that the state has a sign up for tourists.
Right.
Now, you know you've arrived when the state of Michigan puts a sign up for you because
they're for your business.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. Right. You are
but it
a destination.
Is a destination.
Yeah.
There's nothing else in Chase, right? A gas station and a party store, but that's right. It. It's a destination for you. But
yes.
Worth the trip. What a great way to get away. And, you know, they'll serve food outside, and I think probably here in another few days we'll be serving it inside as well. You know, Gretsch is lightened up a little, but not enough, and I don't want to get into that.
No.
But it's a mess.
Well, looks like we're going to finally get to eat in restaurants again. So
yeah, which is good for them.
Yeah.
Good for them, man. They need it.
I feel so bad for any restaurateurs. I was cruising around Grand Rapids, Michigan, here where we live in the area, and going down our big street is 28th Street, and looking at – I pulled into the Woodland Mall and just looking at all the great restaurants that are boarded up.
Yep.
It's heartbreaking.
Well, the malls, too, they're struggling. But I got a related story to that. I had to work, and this week I went down near Michigan City, Indiana, and my appointment was in Michigan, but I was meeting a guy there, and he said, well, let's go have a cup of coffee, but we got to go to Indiana. Literally 4 miles we drove out of, you know, across the sign that said, welcome to Indiana, and all the restaurants were open, and we sat and had a cup of coffee like you normally would.
Yeah.
And then, but, you know, looking out the rearview mirror, everything is boarded up on the other side of the border.
Yeah.
Just wacky. I guess there's a line somewhere everywhere. But
you know, when I came home from the military, it was 1981, and Michigan had signs up all over, last one out, turn out the lights.
Right.
Because we were in a tailspin then again with Jimmy Carter, and that was a really, really tough time. But
we came
out of it.
Right.
Everybody was moving to Texas because the oil business was booming.
Right.
And I think they're still moving.
Yep. Yeah. Well, this time of year especially is cold.
Yeah, if you can make it through the summer down there,
right,
you'll be okay.
So coming up next, we're going to talk with one of our board of directors. You've heard us talk to him many times before if you're a regular listener. It's T. Gidd from the Percy Guidry Company, and we're going to talk about some fancy Cajun tricks, so stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com. Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.